Sing Out was founded nearly 70 years ago by a group of folks who loved roots music. Today, it's a vital and entertaining online resource for anyone who loves folk music the world over. As in the past, thousands of people turn to Sing Out to read about and learn from the artists who play the music. This is the Sing Out Radio Magazine. This is the Sing Out Radio Magazine, and I'm your host, Tom Druckenmiller. Our theme music this week is from the Canadian band The Creaking Tree String Quartet. We just heard Zigzag from their self-titled release on their own record label. The next two editions of our program will be just a bit different. I grew up musically in the mid to late 60s and have always been pleased that that distinctive sound has remained in style for all these years. This was the psychedelic era, and it did not just permeate the rock world, it also found its way into some of the folk music of the day. This week and next, we'll sample some of that music, including some rock players with deep folk music roots. We'll also hear some more recent recordings of performers who would have fit well into that era. We'll open this week's program with a song that ushered in that era, Mr. Tambourine Man by Bob Dylan. Its use of symbolist poetry and swirling melody was a template for what was to come later. Here's Bob Dylan and Mr. Tambourine Man from 1965 on Bringing It All Back Home on Columbia Records on the Sing Out Radio Magazine.
Hey, Mr. Tambourine Man, play a song for me. I'm not sleepy, and there's no place I'm going to. Hey, Mr. Tambourine Man, play a song for me. In the jingle jangle morning, I'll come following you. Though I know that evening's empire has returned into sand, vanished from my hand, left me blindly here to stand, but still not sleeping. My weariness amazes me, I am branded on my feet. I have no one to meet, and the ancient empty streets too dead for dreaming. Hey, Mr. Tambourine Man, play a song for me. I'm not sleepy, and there is no place I'm going to. Hey, Mr. Tambourine Man, play a song for me. in the jingle jangle morning, I'll come following you. Take me on a trip upon your magic swirling ship. My senses have been stripped. My hands can't feel to grip. My toes too numb to step. Wait only for my boot heels to be wandering. I'm ready to go anywhere. I'm ready for to fade into my own parade. Cast your dance and spill my way. I promise to go under it. Hey, Mr. Tambourine Man, play a song for me. I'm not sleepy and there's no place I'm going to. Hey, Mr. Tambourine Man, play a song for me. In a jingle jangle morning, I come following you. Though you might hear laughing, spinning, swinging madly across the sun, it's not aimed at anyone, it's just escaping on the run. And but for the sky, there are no fences facing. And if you hear vague traces of skipping reels of rhyme to your tambourine in time, it's just a ragged clown behind. I wouldn't pay it any mind. It's just a shadow you're seeing that he's chasing. Hey, Mr. Tambourine Man, play a song for me. I'm not sleepy and there is no place I'm going to. Hey, Mr. Tambourine Man, play a song for me. In a jingle jangle morning, I come following you. Disappearing through the smoke rings of my mind, down the foggy ruins of time, far past the frozen leaves, the haunted, frightened trees, out to the windy beach, far from the twisted reach of crazy sorrow. Yes, to dance beneath the diamond sky with one hand waving free, silhouetted by the sea, circled by the circus sands, with all memory and fate driven deep beneath the waves. Let me forget about today until tomorrow. Hey, Mr. Tambourine Man, play a song for me. I'm not sleepy and there is no place I'm going to. Hey, Mr. Tambourine Man, play a song for me. In a jingle jangle morning, I come following you.
Thank you. Carpet the other day when from inside I heard a voice say, let's fly to the moon and visit a while where we'll be closer to the sun's warming smile, where we'll be closer to the sun's warming smile. And to my amazement the carpet lifted, zooming through horizons I drifted. Love was within and on all sides, it reflected back the wonder of life. It reflected back the wonder of life. Ooh. Sun radiated a smile, and I could see eternity with wide open eyes. An invitation for my carpet and I to flow through life's wonder into peaceful life. To flow through life's wonder into peaceful life.
We're listening to music influenced by the psychedelic era, both classic and new. That was Pat Kilroy, a young songwriter who recorded an album called Light of Day back in 1966. He was from North Beach, up near San Francisco. He played in folk clubs, eventually traveled through Europe with his girlfriend. He returned to the U.S. and made Light of Day, and he passed on Christmas Day of 1967 of Hodgkin's lymphoma. We heard The Magic Carpet from Pat Kilroy from 1966. And before that, from an interesting compilation, Hand Eye Number 10, which has a whole bunch of different kind of out there folk music performers and bands. We heard In Gowan Ring, a band that I believe comes from England, and we heard a song called On the Butterfly's Wing. Hand Eye HE10 is the name of the recording. And we let off that set with Bob Dylan from Bringing It All Back Home and Mr. Tambourine Man from 1965. On Columbia Records. Well, a lot of the bands of the era that we know very well had musical members who had been folk musicians at one point or another. Jefferson Airplane could be included in that bunch. This is from a recording they made at the Fillmore Auditorium in November of 1966, and Fred Neil's classic tune, The Other Side of This Life. Here's Jefferson Airplane on the Sing Out Radio Magazine. Thank you.
But it can leave you hollow. Go easy on your mind, like the sun, like the rain. It will be in all the places. places where your heart takes you again, where it will rest with peace or spin in sorrow. Where your mind may never bend, and it will make you whole, but it can leave you hollow. Go easy on your mind, like the sun, like the rain. It will be in all the places where your heart leaves you again, where it will rest with peace or spin in sorrow. And you shall be whole again. 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 And you shall be
pieces of 79 and 50. 79 and 50, drifting along a jumbly sea.
This is the Sing Out radio magazine. If you want more information about Sing Out, it's easy. Just call 1-888-SING-OUT or log on to singout.org. You can also listen to the program as a podcast. This is episode 2031. And remember, you can also hear us on iTunes. This is the Sing Out radio magazine, and I'm your host, Tom Druckenmiller. Our theme this week comes from the Creaking Tree String Quartet. They're from Canada, from their self-titled recording. We heard a tune called Scotland Yard from the Creaking Tree String Quartet. And before that, in this program featuring psychedelic influences on folk music, we heard from the Straubs, from their first album as the Straubs. They had started out as the Strawberry Hill Boys playing bluegrass, kind of a hybrid bluegrass, but then they decided to change direction a bit after they lost Sandy Denny, who was also a member of the Straubs for a while. But from 1969, we heard Pieces of 79 and 15 from the Straubs. That's on A&M Records. And before that, we heard from a young woman from New Zealand named Helen Dorothy from her recording Light Time and Sound. This is a recent recording, and we heard a wonderful tune called Be Kind to Your Heart. And we let off that set with the Jefferson Airplane live at the Fillmore Auditorium, 1125-66 and 1127-66. We Have Ignition, the name of the recording. And we heard The Other Side of This Life from Fred Neil. That's on Sony Records. We're going to lead off this next set with a great recording by Lau and Mike Watterson from the Watterson family. And the album is called Bright Phoebus. We're going to hear the title track. Here's Bright Phoebus from Lau and Mike Watterson on the Sing Out radio magazine.
Tonight Today, bright fever, she smiled down on me for the very first time. For the very first time, she smiled on me. Today, bright fever, she smiled down on me for the very first time. For the very first time, she smiled on me. No more clouds, no more rain. On the clouds, she smiled again. Today, bright fever, she smiled down on me for the very first time. For the very first time, she smiled on me.
Chelsea morning.
Thank you.
friends, I'll tell to you about the minstrel band. Of children in their witches' hats and painting pictures with the pipes of Pan. The young boy and his sister played some tunes upon a whistle made of tin. Stubby chin. In my dizzy stupor, I was trying hard to forfeit all I'd known and listen to this music that could swirl me in a magic all their own. Somewhere in the distance, you and I had fought the monster to a draw. In those days of books and wine, with Ferlinghetti grasping for a straw. Out along the highways, we had journeyed far to find the mystic smile. With chasing down identities, my God, we must have run a million miles. Oh, we can teach them nothing, nothing but survival in a desert bay. But they can teach us how to love and live and tie bright ribbons in our. You children, tinkle bells and rhyme the purple, green, and blue. And think of us as fighting fools who winter through the seasons loving you. Oh, we can teach you nothing, nothing but survival in a desert bay. How to love and live and tie bright ribbons in our
I just love that song. I think Paul Siebel must have written it about the summer of love. Paul Siebel. Then came The Children from Wood Smoke and Oranges from back in 1970 on Elektra Records. Paul Siebel. And before that, on this program of psychedelic folk music, we heard Quicksilver Messenger Service with their take on Shady Grove from the recording of the same name. I think that was on Capitol Records originally. And before that, we heard from John Martin, recorded live at Leeds in October of 1975, and Paul Kossoff, Danny Thompson on the bass, and John Stevens on the drums with Solid Air from John Martin, live at Leeds and more. That's on Snapper Music. And before that, we heard from Fairport Convention from their very first album, when Judy Dibel was their lead singer from 1968. We heard Chelsea Morning from Joni Mitchell, Fairport Convention. And we let off that set with Lau and Mike Watterson, the title track of their recording Bright Phoebus. And Mike wrote that tune. And Richard Thompson, Ashley Hutchings, and Dave Maddox of Fairport Convention were on the backing along with Martin Carthy. Bright Phoebus. That's on Domino Records. Hope you've enjoyed this week's program. We've got another one next week featuring some folk music that was influenced by psychedelia. You've been listening to the Sing Out Radio Magazine. I've been your host, Tom Druckenmiller. If you've enjoyed the program, you can find out more about Sing Out by calling 1-888-SING-OUT or by checking us out on the web at singout.org. The Sing Out Radio Magazine is produced at the Little Cat Records Studios. Be careful out there. Be sure to wash your hands, wear a mask, and keep your distance so you can join me next time for another trip into the fascinating world of folk and roots music on the Sing Out Radio Magazine. This is episode 2031.
If I had a hammer, I'd hammer in the morning. I'd hammer in the evening, all over this land. I'd hammer out danger, I'd hammer out a warning. I'd hammer out love between my brothers and my sisters all. Oh, 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 oh.